Good morning. Welcome, His Tabernacle family. We're getting ready to enter into praise and worship. This morning is Water Baptism Sunday. Let me tell you, first service was incredible. These people are not just getting dunked and wet in water. Their lives are being completely changed and transformed. You see, the old man gets buried under there, and they come up brand new. All those things that have been chasing them down, they're getting buried in this water, and they're not coming up again. So this morning, Water Baptism Sunday, and we're going to get it ready to worship and praise our God together. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you what you did already in first service. God, we just thank you for your presence that chains and transforms us and makes all things new. We just love and adore you, and we worship you, our King. We thank you, Jesus, for the newness of life, for this new day, for new mercies. We invite you to make us new. In your precious name, amen.
How many of us are ready to praise and worship this morning? Come on, if you're ready, just give a high and mighty shout, for he's worthy. So we make war in this house, right? Who's ready to make war this morning? No, I don't think you are. Who's ready to make war this morning? Who's ready to take something back that the enemy tried to steal from you? Alrighty.
I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
This means war. This means war.
Come on, sing that. This means
war. This means war.
Joy in my soul, God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
This means war. This means war.
You can't have my money.
You can't have my money.
No,
my breakthrough.
You can't have my breakthrough.
No, you can't have my money.
You can't have my money.
No, you can't have my family.
You can't have my family.
Sing, you can't have my breakthrough.
You can't have my breakthrough.
Sing, you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't, you can't. I plead, I plead, I plead the blood. You can't
this means war. This means war. This means war. This means war.
Come on and plead the blood over yourself.
I plead the blood.
I want to hear you plead.
I plead the blood.
Come on, sing it out.
I plead the blood.
Come on, get the best right now.
I plead the blood.
Sing, you can't have my family.
You can't have my family.
No, you can't have my increase.
You can't have my increase.
Sing, you can't have my breakthrough.
You can't have my breakthrough.
Sing, you can't have my breakthrough.
You can't have my breakthrough.
No, you can't have.
Oh,
sacrifice. You provide the Spirit. I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God.
Come on, sing. You provide.
You provide the fire.
Fill me up.
Oh,
fill me up.
Oh,
yeah.
good? It's so exciting to be part of the family of God, where we can worship Him. You know what's amazing is there are people that worship a God that is dead. But when we sing, when we love on Him, He actually hears you. He actually not only hears you, He loves you. And today, I love serving a living God, not a dead God. Amen. Today, as you go back to your chair, make sure you welcome five or six folks that you don't know. Please don't be a snob. Just sit down. Go find somebody. Say good morning. You look just amazing today. I'm so glad you're in the house of God.
Hey, good morning, HisTab family. We want to remind you about Next Steps classes. We're actually starting fresh October 3rd for Step 1, Rock Solid Faith. We're starting in Chapter 1, so make sure that you come out either Tuesday night at 7 p.m., Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., or on Thursday night at 6 p.m. We're also starting Marriage for Step 2 on October 24th. That's a Tuesday night, so make sure you come out for that at 7 p.m. And then Step 3, we're also doing a class called Kingdom Principles that's happening every Thursday at 6 p.m. Make sure you sign up for Next Steps class today. Hey, men of HT, listen, we got a men's conference coming up just for you. It's September 29th. We're having it at the Way Center starting at 6 p.m. There will be a dinner provided, and our very own Minister Jeff Render is going to be the guest speaker. So, men, make sure you come out September 29th, 6 p.m. at the Way Center in Elmira Heights.
Hello, HT. We are going to be celebrating Harvest Fest on October 31st. That's a Tuesday. If you would like to sign up... Remember, come out to Harvest Fest.
It's Harvest Fest.
It's Harvest Fest.
Harvest.
Harvest.
Harvest Fest.
Harvest Fest.
We'll see you there.
President, that's not for you, that's for the volunteers.
We want to remind all of you volunteers about the next volunteer breakfast coming up. This is an opportunity, again, where us as your pastors and leaders get to bless you. So make sure you RSVP to your leader, September 30th, 9 a.m., right here at the church. Be here, sign up today to eat some food.
Pastor Dan, what did I say? That's for the volunteers.
Good morning, HT family. How's everybody doing this morning? So nice to see everybody. Welcome to the person next to you. I want to start out welcoming our guests. If you're a guest in our house, we just want to say thank you for coming this morning. We want to welcome you to the HT family. We have a gift for you. If you will raise your hand, we have some guest receptionists. We want to bring a gift to you. Are there any guests in the house? If you are, just raise your hand for us. I see we have one right here. We have one right here. We have some right here. We have some guests in the back. You are not a guest. Are they guests? We might have guests right here. I don't know. I can't see what he's saying. Give a hand for our guests in the house. Guests, we want to let you know that we have a guest reception for you. We want to meet you. We want to get to know you. We have coffee. We have guests right here in the middle if we're missing some. We have coffee for you. We have snacks for you. We want you to meet our pastoral staff. That's after this service right down this hall. Someone can direct you there. Also, we want to welcome those who are watching via live stream this morning. All over, we have people right now watching us live through this camera. So we want to welcome you to the house this morning. Thank you for being a part of the HT family. Tonight at 6 p.m. in this sanctuary, we have our Rock Solid Faith graduation. If it is your turn to graduate for Rock Solid Faith, I am excited to see you graduate. If you are in Rock Solid Faith, come support those who are graduating tonight. You don't want to miss out tonight, 6 p.m. That's here next Sunday, October 1st. During second service, we are having an ordination service. We will be licensing one of our ministers here, and we will be ordaining one of our pastors here. I don't want to tell you their names because I want you to be there and support them for that thing, so let you be surprised by that. The last thing I have for you is every single morning at 6:15 to 6:30, Pastor Andrea leads telephone prayer. So we want you to join that. The details, the phone number, the dial-in code, that is all in the bulletin. But we want you to join us every morning at 6:15 in the morning to join the body of Christ, to join your family in corporate prayer. All you have to do is dial in, listen, mute your phone, and pray along so we don't hear your singing in the background. Amen? Now I want to invite Pastor Rhonda up this morning.
Awesome. Well, I think they neglected to make one announcement for us, the women's coffee and canvas night. You see, there's a little competition going on between the men and the women, so I think there was an intentional omission, so we'll just add it back in. Ladies, we need your help. The men announced their conference, and the competition is if the men have more show up than us, ladies, we have to cook and serve them. But if we have more show up to coffee and canvas night, those strong, handsome men get to cook and serve us. How awesome. So all of you ladies, make sure you bring every friend you know, October 6th, it's in your bulletin, to coffee and canvas night so that we can have those guys serving us up some good food in the morning. Amen. Now we're entering into our time of tithes and offerings. And in Leviticus, it tells us that the tithe is holy to the Lord. That means it belongs to the Lord. And the word tithe simply means 10%. 10% of what we make, we generously and with joy give it to our God. We have an awesome testimony for you guys today. We get to hear as your pastors testimonies about finances all of the time, and it is so exciting what God is doing in this house. So here's a testimony you get to hear.
Good morning, HT. Good morning. My name is Jennifer Larson, and this is my husband, Matthew Larson, and our littlest child, Lyndon. I am here to kind of tell you guys about something that happened to me, not on my personal finances, but I know that God will bless us because we were obedient to go outside of the four walls. Pastor Spencer has been so awesome in teaching us that our ministry starts outside of the walls, and we take what we learn inside the walls and help other people learn and grow in Christ. I started a Bible study a few months back. Actually, it's been almost a year now, in Towanda, Pennsylvania. For those of you that don't know, it's really far away. But we have been faithful to travel up here for 6 years now. I know Michelle can relate because she lives in Towanda as well. And so it's been really awesome for people down there. It's an area of very high need of Christ. And it's been awesome to have these women come and just learn the word and be empowered and have fellowship. So last week I was talking, and it wasn't even about finances, which is really cool how God works. And a lady came up to me after and said, God has been laying on her heart to tithe more, but she didn't know what that was. And she was scared about what that was, because that meant to her that she wouldn't have enough money to pay her car payment. And operating the world system on paper, that might look that way, but we operate in kingdom principles and his finances, and they're unlimited. So I explained to her that tithe actually does mean tenth of your income, and we need to be obedient to sow that back to God so that he can protect and bless our 90% that he has allowed us to have, which is pretty cool, because 90% is a lot more than 10%. Thank you, Jesus. So she had explained to me that her husband had recently gotten a promotion, and so that would mean they'd have to give even more. So I encouraged her by the word, which is why it's so important to have that in your heart, so that you can be quick to respond with where in the Bible it says about tithing and your finances. So I hit her with Malachi, and I said, I'm telling you, you will be blessed. God is always, always faithful, especially with finances, to bless you when you are obedient to what he has called you to do. And so on Sunday, she messaged me and she said, Jen, I did it. I tithed 10%. And the peace that I felt when I handed that check over is a peace that I cannot explain to you. And I said, that's okay, because I already know what that peace feels like. And she said, I just know. I know that God's going to take care of me. And I'm not even worried about that car payment. I know that I can't see it, but it's going to be there for me. Later on, God showed up in her life, because for the first time since her husband started working for this company, he was offered overtime this week. So that's just God right there for her. So,
amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
It is awesome when we follow his word. Let's stand to our feet. We'll make our supernatural declaration together. It is simply the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 28. If you'll repeat it with me, it says, if I obey, then I am blessed going in, and I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse, and I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up, because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. If you're watching via live stream, you can give right along with us. Click on the giving button or text to give.
Attack, I won't turn back.
This means war. This means war. This means war. This means war. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood.
Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Boy, it's so interesting at His Tabernacle Family Church. This morning, first service, there were so many people we actually had to add chairs in the back. Now listen now, second service, this means you guys got to get busy. There's too many empty chairs in the house. Can I hear an amen? Let's pack this place out. You know, a guest will come if you invite them. And you know, a lot of people say to me, well, you know, I'm intimidated. Let me tell you, that the statistics say 3 out of 5 will come if you invite them. So invite them, invite them. The most they can say is, I don't like it, and then they leave. But if they're not your friend after that, then they weren't your friend to begin with. Amen?
Amen.
But you could save their life. How many of you would mind saving someone's life? Amen. Remember, if someone doesn't know Jesus as their Savior, they're not going to heaven. It's very powerful. We have a big teaching that's out there right now. You can live any way you want and still go to heaven. And I want you to know that's just not true. There's only one name under heaven which while you shall be saved. It's the name of Jesus. Religion will not get you to heaven. Church will not get you to heaven. Preachers cannot get you to heaven. In fact, there's probably a lot of preachers not going to heaven. There's only one way to heaven, and that is accepting Christ as your Savior and growing in Him. So I want to encourage you, please be a person who grows in Christ and save somebody. I was just talking to someone this week, and they said that they had somebody they knew very young that died. Very first question out of my mouth was, did they know Jesus? Because you know what? If they didn't know Jesus for the rest of their eternity, that's a long time. That's longer than a week and a half. For the rest of eternity, they're not going to be with God. They're actually going to be in hell and then transferred to the lake of fire. So I want to encourage you, be a soul winner. Turn to someone and say, be a soul winner.
Be a soul winner.
Tell somebody else, I'm a soul snatcher. Now, you got to have that draw in there. Say, I'm a soul snatcher. Boy, you guys are kind of boring this service. Turn to someone and say, I'm a soul snatcher. That's right, you're a soul snatcher. Man, we can't let the devil keep our friends and our family. Can I hear an amen? We have got to be people that are aggressive because God is coming back. The trumpet of God could come today, and you and I could be brought to heaven. Glory to God. Turn to someone and say, you're going to make it.
You're going to make it.
Come on, shout it out loud. I'm going to make it. That's right. You're going to make it. Today, I've got some great news for you, and that God is going to bring you over the top. Too many of us are living in survival mode. But God does not have survival mode for His children. He has more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. Shout it out loud, I'm going to make it.
I'm going to make it.
Tell somebody next year, you're going to make it.
We're going to make it.
Amen. You know, one thing I realize is as I've matured, that means I'm getting older, that when you're a kid, what's amazing, when you're a kid, you're invincible. Very few problems in your life. You know, the biggest problem is the girl said no when you asked her to date. Now, listen, I had a situation when I was in eighth grade. Her name was Kim, and she was cute. So I went down the hallway where Kim was, and I said, hey, would you like to go out with me? And she went, you? She started laughing. All her friends started laughing. Listen, that was traumatic. Why are you laughing? That's sick. But those were the problems of the days when we were children, right? Man, I tell you something. One thing you realize as you get older, sometimes, man, the problems get big. And all of a sudden, you become overwhelmed. What's amazing is you think at first you're in control, but you learn real quickly, especially the more mature you get, that you cannot heal the wing of a fly. Never mind fix some of the problems in our lives. You see, this is why as believers, we've got to have a mindset, the mindset of God. And the mindset of God is, God doesn't have you for survival. God has you that you're not just going to make it, but baby, you're going over the top. Shout out loud,
I'm going over the top.
You see, this is the awesome part of the message today. It's about God's generous power, that God has greatness for you, not that survival. And until we get that in our spirit, then we're going to be like normal Christians. Well, you know, I'm praying the Lord comes back real soon. My life is so bad. I'm hoping I survive. Listen, I was on Facebook the other day, and I saw what somebody wrote. Listen, some of you should not be on Facebook. Can I hear an amen or am I? Man, they were just sitting back and they were spewing over their own life. And I said, they don't even get what they're doing. They're dismantling the very supernatural power of God that wants to manifest the victory that He has already planned for them that now He can't deliver because of the words of their mouth. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. Can I hear an amen? You see, God's generous power is not for you to survive, but God's generous power is so that you can be a person that no matter what comes down the pike, you're going to come out of it without smelling like smoke.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Oh, that's right. I wanted to let everybody know. Did everybody see these little things? We got them now for you. They should be in your seats.
It actually has Sunday, September 24th, 2017, Power vs. Might, Generous Power, has the verses and some of the things. And if you like to take notes, you can do that. I would also encourage you to write in your Bibles. There's nothing more powerful to hand down to your children than your Bible. Man, I even write down the prophetic words that God speaks over my life. I remember one of the very first ones. It was back in 1986, and I wrote it in my Bible. My daughter is getting that Bible that I had in Bible college way back from 84 to 87. She's getting that Bible that I have set aside for her. This one here, my son Chad Michael will be getting. And whenever I always bought the same Bible, and whenever it was coming time to where they were destroyed, I would ask Kathy Stayer if she would transport all the information from one into the other. I'm like talking every page. And she did that. So my son Chad is getting this Bible, and then my son Cody, I have one at home that I retired, and he'll be getting that Bible. There's nothing more powerful that you can hand down as legacy to your children than your Bible filled with the words that God has spoken to you. Man, I want to tell you, that will accelerate their life. But remember, our ceiling is their floor. Our ceiling is their floor. So today I just want to talk to you about you can make it, baby. I'm not just talking, wow, hopefully this works. Had a man in the first service, and I just want to give God praise. 17 people gave their hearts to Jesus in the last 2 weeks at his Tabernacle Family Church. How many this morning? 5 more people gave their hearts to Jesus in the first service. And how many did we baptize, Pastor Dan? 30 people got baptized today in water. Come on, you can't let the angels outshout you. God is so good. You know, I'm just so thankful for you, man, because this means you have the vision of the heart of the house. And the vision of the heart of the house is that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But many times we get into the place where we're getting excited about the vision, and then something happens in us that kind of takes our breath away, and we start to get discouraged because something almost impossible to us is now something we're facing. I want to share with you the word of God found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. I'm going to be very short this morning because I just want to just drop this in your spirit. The Bible says, finally, you know what the word finally there means? The period at the end of the sentence. There's some things that are just, this is it right here. Bam! This is finally. This is that period at the end of the sentence. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Have you ever had something happen to your life where at first, you know, you think you got it all in your pocket, you got everything all set, man, you're in control of this thing, and man, everything seems to be going good, then all of a sudden, the rug gets pulled out from underneath you, and you sit back and you realize, my life is out of control. I thought I was in control. I thought I had this taken care of, but now, man, it's like mayhem, and every corner I turn, nothing seems to make sense. Everything is out of control. Fear starts to come into your life. Man, you start become intimidated by the problem that you're facing. Then all of a sudden, you start getting to that place where you're getting desperate, and now you're just plain sad. I want you to realize that if you're old enough, that means you've matured a lot. If you're old enough, you've had this experience. Many times the kids have never experienced this, but the older you get, you realize this one truth, and that is, I'm very much not in control of what's going on. You know what's amazing to me, too, is the sinners look at the Christians, and they look at us and say, well, you people just need a crutch. You go to church, you poor people. Listen, I think that they're absolutely insane not to want God. I've watched people who have had somebody die in their life, and they knew the Lord. Man, I would not want to be somebody who was not born again. I watch people who the doctors have said, you have this problem or that problem. And then I've watched people who've turned around, and when they're not saved, what that does to their life. It's amazing when you realize that somebody without Jesus, when problems come into their life, the only thing they have to lean upon is themselves. And I don't know about you. I kind of had the bells go on a long time ago. But, man, I need somebody more than me. If I could control the whole universe, that's one thing. But I realized real quick, I can't even control sometimes what shoes I'm going to put on. Because somebody stole them. The other day, I got some mail, right? And it was a $30. I had spent enough money at Dick's Sporting Goods. I got a $30 coupon in the mail. I was very excited about this $30 coupon because this means I can go buy some stuff. So I put it out on the table. And yesterday, I went to go ride bicycle, and my son Chad shows up at the house. You know, I didn't know he was coming. And I get a text. He said, already spent it. I got no control. You realize quick, I got no control. People without Jesus, my goodness, I can't even fathom the insanity of living a life without Christ. Because without Christ, the only thing you have to control is nothing. But in Christ, oh, I love the fact that we can be in Jesus. Not just Jesus in you, but you in Jesus. There's a difference. You know that, don't you? Some people have Jesus in them. They just simply want to go to heaven. But then there are others who are in Christ. When you are in Christ, in Him we live and move and have our being, everything changes. How you view Christ changes. How you live changes. How you work in the power of God changes. Your problems change. They're no longer impossibilities that take your breath away, where fear starts to grip your heart. But now you look at it with a boldness of the Holy Ghost. You look at it with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You look at it and you rebuke it in Jesus' name. You take authority over it, and God starts to work the supernatural as God works through you. You see, so many people rely upon their own flesh. But I love the word found in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my... I can't hear you. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my... Listen, you can be as strong physically as you want to be, but there's things you just can't fix. You can be as strong and as educated as you want to be, but there's some things you just can't fix. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. When you recognize that those who walk in the Spirit will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, when you understand that when you walk in the Spirit, you are tapped into heaven, you see, I do want to remind you that when you were not born again, you were part of the kingdom of this world. The Bible calls it, you were part of the law of sin and death, Romans chapter 8. But when you got saved, you went from the law of sin and death to the, oh, let's look it up real quick. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. I want you to see it with your own eyeballs. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. If you don't have a Bible, fake that you're turning it. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. I believe it's actually verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. See, there are two laws that you and I live by. Before we were born again, we lived by the law of sin and death, which means this. Whatever happened on this planet, the laws of nature... But listen, you cannot take a fish out of water and place him on the land and think he's going to live. You can jump off a building, but there's still gravity. The truth is there are laws that are on this earth. There are laws that govern this planet. There are laws of nature. There are laws that we have to live by. But you see, when you got born again, there was a graduation. You went from the laws of sin and death to the law of love in Christ Jesus our Lord, which means that now you are a citizen of heaven. Now the constitution of heaven is your priority. It is above the natural realm. You see what I love about this word? They're not just texts written down that we kind of slump across every once in a while, but this is the living, breathing word of God, and God's word he holds even above his name, and God said there'll not be one jot or tittle shall pass away before it all comes to fruition. You see, the word of God is our constitution, and as you and I live and walk in the laws of Christ Jesus, we can call those things which are not as though they already are. We can look at our problem and we can stare it down and not in fear and intimidation, but through the power of the Holy Ghost as the Lion of the tribe of Judah is dwelling inside of you, and we can speak to it and it has to change according to the word of God. You see, the Bible declares that we have the power and authority in Jesus. See, this is the difference between somebody who knows God and doesn't know God. Someone who doesn't know God, they just got to rely upon the flesh. And anybody who's smart realizes your flesh is kind of weak. But when you recognize what this word is saying, you realize that you are not weak, that you are not in survival mode, that you are not just making it by, but that God has greatness for your life. The word of God says here, finally be strong. You know what I love about this word strong in the Greek? The word strong means enablement. It means increase with power. Be enabled. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be enabled by the Lord. The powerful portion of this scripture is we are finally recognizing that my strength cannot get me far. That if I actually understand and yield to the Spirit of God, that I can declare the word of the Lord, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That God has given you and I the authority as we are children, citizens of heaven on this planet, as we are the ambassadors of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as we are walking in strength and not in weakness, that we are not in survival, but that literally we can bring heaven to earth and that God will bring it through those who work in the power of his might. Where's the power of his might? The Bible says that you and I, now that we're born again, have the Spirit of God dwelling within us. We are possessed by God himself, that now by the Spirit of the Lord, the power doesn't descend from heaven, but the authority and the power comes from within. Why? Because Jesus gave us that power of attorney when he ascended into heaven. He said, greater works shall you do because I go to the Father. Christ didn't walk on this planet in defeat. Christ didn't walk on this planet in just making it by, but Christ was the blessed of heaven, the favored of God. He was the one who conquered death, and today he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. God's not weak, but God is strong, and you're not weak. You're not just going to make it, baby. You're going over the top. When we understand this, we literally manifest heaven on earth. That's, again, one of the great problems of the body of Christ today. Is we teach a lot of things, but we don't teach them the good word. We got all these denominational churches that are just making it by. The people are whining all the time. I just want to slap some of them in the love of the Lord. Some of them are dead. They don't even know it. But the reason is because simply they've never been taught. And this falls on the threshold of the preachers who have not taught their people that they are powerful in Jesus Christ, that we don't have to sit back and just allow everything that happens on this planet to come into our lives, but that we can stand firm in the Word of God. We can stand firm in the authority of heaven. We can bring heaven to earth, and we can conquer death. Come on now. We can sit back, and what Jesus paid for is ours. My God's not a crutch to me. My God is the sword to me. The Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong, be enabled in the Lord. What I love about this is the word Lord there means supreme authority. So many of us, when trials come in our life, guess what? That becomes our supreme authority. All of a sudden, you get told something from the doctor. You get a note from the financial department. You have a situation going on at home, and now that becomes your supreme authority. How do I know that? Because whatever is the supreme authority actually runs your life. Now you think according to that problem. Now you lose sleep according to that problem. Now you act and react. You go places or don't go to places because of that problem. And it's time to have a transition in your spirit. There is no divine authority on heaven or on earth but the Lord God Almighty. And when we fix our eyes on Jesus, when we see him as powerful as he is, that he is the supreme authority. He is the master. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then there's not one problem that is bigger than your God. The problem is many people have a very small God. Some people serve a dead God. They come to church, they sing a few songs, they go home. They don't talk to him throughout the week. They don't have a relationship with him. But I'm here to tell you, God did not send his only begotten son to build a religion. He came to build sons and daughters. He came to build a family. He came to build the kingdom of God and to build citizens so that you and I don't have to walk here defeated. But the Son of Man that died on that old rugged cross and rose from the dead gave us the power and authority to live down here in victory, not in defeat, not in survival, but as overcomers. Can I hear an amen or oh my? Bible says, finally, my brethren, be empowered, be enabled by the Lord, by the supreme authority. Oh, I love this verse. In the power of his might. The word power there literally means, it means dominion. And the word might means capacities. How big is your God? You see, my God, there's nothing impossible to him. With my God, he called the heavens and the earth into existence. With my God, there is no time and there is no space. With my God, it just takes a second to recreate something that had already been created. With my God, there's not one problem that is too big. There's not one problem too large. With my God, you see, how you see the capacity of your God is the faith that you'll put in your God. But when your faith is small because something else is supreme, then God takes a minute place in your life. And it's time to stand up and say, my God, you are the supreme ruler. And by the power, by the authority, by the empowerment that you have given me, I stand in the authority of your name, not as a weak Christian, but as a powerful believer that God, I might make a stamp on this planet with my life in Jesus' name. You know, I look at this. I want to read this to you. Can I read this to you? With the Greek word and the best of our ability, that this is the period. Be enabled by the supreme authority and in the dominion of his capacities. Whatever he has, you have. The word of God says that we are heirs of God. What's an heir? It's one that whatever God has is yours. But then the Bible goes on to say that we are joint heirs with Christ. What's a joint heir? A joint heir is whatever Jesus has, you have. That's why Jesus said, greater work shall you do because I go to the Father. Why? Because he knows that you and I are on this planet. He knows that we're not in heaven yet. How many of you know you're not in heaven yet? We're not in heaven yet, and if he doesn't give us the power and authority, that delegated responsibility, that ability to call those things which are not as though they already are, then we have to live according to this world system. But because we are sons and daughters, because we are citizens, we have the capability of looking at those things which are impossible and calling them possible. We have those things that we can stare at and say, listen, this is something that nobody can do, but my God can do all things. You see, I love the fact that the Word of God declares that if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and do not doubt, you shall have what you ask. It's time to recognize that you're not weak, but you are strong. Shout it out loud, I'm going to make it. Shout it out loud, I'm going to make it. Shout it out loud, I'm going over the top. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecution, in distresses, for Christ's sake. I love what Paul said. For when I am weak, then I am strong. You see, what Paul learned was this verse. Finally, brethren, finally, he recognized that we can work in the might of heaven and that nothing on this earth has the authority to bring us to defeat. No financial problem, no emotional problem, no issues in your life. It's not saying they're not going to come knock on your door, but are you going to let them in? There's a big difference between having a problem come to your life and a big difference beside you making it supreme in your life. You see, there's nothing too difficult for your God. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're going through. Man, there was a man this morning who gave his heart to Jesus. And he said, you know what, Pastor? You preached my life. He said, I'm at wit's end. There's nothing else. What a greater place than to come to the house of the Lord, receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and then recognize, I can't lose. My God is on my side. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. And my Father in heaven wants to bless me with every good blessing of heaven. I love the word of God that declares your mind, you can't even think, conceive, or your imagination isn't large enough for what God wants to do if you love him. You see, today, if you're going through emotional troubles, maybe you have a broken heart. Maybe you have mind issues. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Shall I have a sound mind? Today, maybe you're going through something physically. Maybe the doctors have said there is no hope. Maybe, listen, you know, I found so many Christians who believe the cancer word is more supreme than the J word. They fear the C word. But you see, the C word fears the J word. You see, the Bible declares in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24, that by his stripes you were healed. Not you might be healed, not you can be healed, but yet you were healed by the power and the blood that Jesus Christ shed on Calvary's tree. You're not just making it by. It's time to stand firm in the gospel of Christ and call those things which are not as though they already are. You see, it doesn't matter what the doctors have said. It matters what God has said. What is more supreme, the doctor or the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God, or the declaration of man? Man is spiritually, the Bible declares in Romans chapter 8, verse 37, yet in all things we are made more. Shout more. Shout more. I can't hear you. Shout more. More than conquerors through Jesus who loved us. There's not one spiritual attack that you're not stronger than. There's not one temptation that you're not stronger than. There's not one problem that comes against you in your walk with God that you're not stronger than. I want you to know that God has given you all authority on earth, that God has stepped in, worked inside of you, and if you'll allow the power of God to be dispersed from your spirit, that you will have the victory in the name of Jesus. Some of you are dealing with financial problems. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. When you look that up in the Greek, you're seeing that it is not talking about spiritual poverty or spiritual richness. It's talking about money. God doesn't want you poor. God wants you blessed. Can I hear an amen? I want to give you a quick understanding. God will never use what Jesus redeemed you from against you in your life. Let me say it again. God will never use what Jesus redeemed you from against you in your life. God will never use sin in your life to bring temptation to you. Somebody once said to me, oh, Pastor, so God brought this person in my life. I said, you're married. Yeah, but I know the Lord brought them. No, wrong Lord. God will not supersede his word. Can I hear an amen? God will never bring sin into your life to tempt you. God will never bring sin into your life to bring a trial. God will not use sin at all. James chapter 1. God cannot use sin, or God cannot even allow it to be part of his nature. You see, the powerful portion is God will never use sin against you in your walk with the Lord. God will never use sickness against you in your walk with the Lord. Why? Because if Jesus redeemed you from, what kind of God would he be to put it back on you? And God will never use financial poverty in your life. But Pastor, poverty is a part of life. Poverty is a part of unbelievers' lives. It does not have to be part of a believer's life. What Adam and Eve had in the garden, Jesus came to restore. Was there sin in the garden? Was there sin in the garden? Was there sickness in the garden? Was there poverty in the garden? Is there sickness in heaven? Is there sin in heaven? Is there poverty in heaven? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in. Yeah, once you get that in your spirit, it changes your life. Because the church world has taught us, well, you know, to be poor is to be spiritual. Money doesn't make you more spiritual or less spiritual. It's nothing more than a thing. All money will do is show you what your heart is. Oh, Jesus, move on. Shout it out loud, I'm going to make it. Shout it out loud, I'm going to make it. Turn to the person next to you and say, you're going to make it. Tell somebody else you're going over the top. Listen, with God on your side, you're not just making it by. You're going over the top. Man, with the power and the might of heaven, with the authority of heaven, God's got great things for you. Don't accept life just as it comes down the pike. You see, whenever it has to do with sin, sickness, or poverty, it's time to take a supernatural stance and bind it in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God has blessing and not cursing for you. God has blessing and not cursing for his family. Can I hear an amen? You're not failing. You're going to succeed. Shout, I'm successful. You're not just going to make it. You're going over the top. Shout, I'm going over the top. Shout, I'm not defeated. I am more than a conqueror. I'm going to end with this because it is just a powerful verse. It's found in Psalms 121. It's actually the whole chapter. Well, I'll be reading to you for about 30 minutes. I'm just kidding. I love this verse because it helps us understand what we really believe and why so many of us are struggling and striving. You see, this is God's heart. He wants you to make it. This is his plan. He plans for you to make it. He plans for your success. He gives you all the generous power of heaven to make you a more than an overcomer. It says this, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. I love that. He has made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He will keep you and will not slumber. That means God don't take naps. Sometimes you feel like he's taking a nap, don't you? I want you to know he's not taking a nap. God's already working. As long as your tongue ain't defeated, you're already working. As long as your faith is arising, that means God is activated and the supernatural is working, whether you can see it or not. Can I hear an amen? You can't see the seed under the ground already starting to sprout, but it don't mean it's not sprouting. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Shout, I'm going to make it. Tell somebody else you're going to make it. Shout it out loud, I'm going over the top. You see, that's who you are. And until you believe it, you're always going to be straight scraping your head on the ground. But when you understand who you are, you got to stand up. You got to put your shoulders back. You got to hold your head up on high and say, if my God is for me, then who can be against me? There's nothing greater. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, my Lord. I'm not just going to make it, baby. I'm going over the top. Can I hear a shout of amen? With your heads bowed and your eyes closed this morning. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you know there's a sin in your life that's holding you back from God. You see, the truth is that Jesus can come to get today, or you could die today. And the truth is that without Jesus, you cannot go to heaven. There is no such thing as soul sleep. You're not going to just go to sleep. But there's a real heaven to run to and a real hell to shun. Today, I'm not asking you to join a church. I'm not asking you to join religion. I'm asking you to know Christ, to be a citizen of heaven, so that you can have this power, this authority that Jesus paid for on Calvary's tree already. Today, if you do not know Jesus, or today there's a sin in your life and you know it and you want to get right with God, I want you to slide your hand up right now. Is there anyone in the room? You want to give your heart back to the Lord? You want to get right with God? I'm not going to wait long. Come on, get your hand up. 5. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Anybody else? 5, 4, come on. I see you, baby. 3, come on, get your hand up. 2, last call. Why do I say that? Because it might be your last call. The Bible says this is the day of salvation. You're not promised tomorrow. Last call. And get your hand up. 1. Let's all stand this morning. You see, I'm so excited for who you are in Jesus. I'm so excited for the victory that God has for you. Some of you can smell, some of you, hell is licking your toes right now. But I want you to know it's time to shake your feet. Some of you, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you're seeing the fiery furnace get stoked up, and you're starting to get in fear. And God is saying, listen now, I'm going to get you out of there without even smelling like smoke. Some of you, Darius has just said, listen, because of your disobedience, I got to throw you in the lion's den. But I want you to know that God is going to hold the mouth of the lions, and you're going to come out without even a little bite on your ankle. Shout, I'm going to make it. I'm so excited for you. You see, the world needs to see a church that's not in defeat, but a church that's in victory. A church that's walking in the power of His might, not in survival. Today, I just want to congratulate those that raised their hand for salvation. And if you raise your hand, I want you to be brave. I'm going to ask you to come right out of your chair. Why don't you turn to the person next to you right now and say, if you raise your hand, I'll go with you. Look right next to the person next to you. If you know they're saved, then you need to drag them up here anyways. Amen. If you need Jesus, make your way to the altar. If you raise your hand, make your way to the altar. Maybe you didn't raise your hand, but you want God. Make your way. Very proud of you, dude. This is Mindy. She's going to pray with you this morning. We're going to get your Bibles, make sure you know what you're doing. We don't want you just to start this race. We want you to finish this race. God's got great things for you. Amen? Say it out loud with me. I'm never going back. Come on, tell him the devil can't have me. I'm never going backwards. Only frontwards. Amen? Why don't you go with Mindy right now? Can you give a hand clap? Don't let heaven outshout you this morning. I always believe God for the book of Acts. You know what the book of Acts says? The church was added to daily. I believe, God, that at the end of every week, there's at least 7 people that have accepted Jesus Christ for the very first time. Why? Because I want to see the church added to daily. Not just survival, but daily. Today, maybe you didn't raise your hand, but you want God. Make your way right over to this corner as quickly as you can so she can pray with you, minister to you. Make sure you get a Bible. Make sure you start. Everybody shout it out loud. I need to join. Step 1, rock solid faith. That's right. You need to start every Tuesday night or Wednesday morning or Thursday night. You need to join rock solid faith. It's time to grow up in Christ, not just survive. Amen. Father, I just speak blessing over this house in the name of Jesus. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I declare the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. Lord, the very armor of God will protect us against every fiery dart of the enemy. I declare, God, that we will look the devil in the eye and rebuke him in the name of Jesus. And we know he has to stand back. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. God, I declare victory in Jesus' name to everyone who's hearing my voice here and on live stream for the glory of heaven. And everybody shouted. Listen now, the prayer team's around the front of the altar. If you just need someone to encourage you, believe God with you while you're going through, make sure you come up for prayer this morning.
Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.